a bad idea, right, to list yourself there locally?
Yeah, if I can, if it's definitely in my budget, for sure.
Okay, okay. Well, here she is to apply that rate. Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Tara. Thank you. Hi, Julian.
How are you doing?
Doing good?
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome, awesome. My name is Nadine. I am one of the regional specialists. I take care of pricing and details for your area. And well, I know you've been talking here with Tara. She does such a wonderful job going over the basics. So I just want to grab some of the notes that she had sent over to me. You know, right now we are we're actively looking for a company that's a good fit to fill in this exclusive listing and to close it out. So she felt you're a great fit, and I have to agree with her. I noticed there was a couple of directories I've seen you listed on, but in particular I found some reviews on, I think it was Angie's, formerly mm-hmm. known as Home Advisor. So you got some 5-star reviews on there. Great job. So how is that program working so far? Is it pretty new, or you've been with them for a minute?
No, it's pretty new.
Oh, okay. Okay. You should be getting leads pretty soon from there. But I did want to ask you, she mentioned that you've been in business now 2 years, and so you're in Imperial, but you cover Allegheny County. You no longer have the website. I think you mentioned it was taken down or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your bread and butter is basement remodeling, bathroom, kitchen, major renovations, and multiple room service. Is that like what more of your specialty is? Anything else aside from that?
No, I'm remodeling it. Mostly interior work, yes.
Okay, mostly interior work. Okay, great. And let's see here. Now, are you just more focused on the residential, or do you ever take on any commercial jobs?
Depending, but mostly just residential.
Okay. Okay. And so basically, we offer multi-tutor services under one umbrella, depending on the needs of your business. Is there any goals that you've set for this new year that you're really focused on achieving?
Just growing my business and getting it
in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just get my name out there too. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So there is one particular package, Julian, that I think would be a good fit for you, and I want to take a look at it. Now, it's also going to require, and I'm not sure if you have this quite yet, but do you carry at least a minimum of $100,000 in general liability?
Yes.
Okay, in insurance, perfect. And then I'm assuming you have the business registered for the PA department?
Yep.
Okay, great. So this particular package, we call it the ideal package because it includes two of our programs combined into one. So the first part of this package is $249 a month. It's a fixed flat rate. And what that does is it gets you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section. That's where 90% of searches will start and stop. We list you on Bing, what I call the sister company to Google, Yelp, Apple Maps. Now, you haven't created a business Facebook page yet, right?
I do.
Oh, you do have one. Okay. So in regards to Facebook, what we're going to do is Facebook advertising. Anytime when someone's conducting a search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, they will be targeted with your ad. That's going to help you reach more new clients, and we make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location, and once they click on it, they're calling you. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, in addition, I would have our team also build you a website because I know that yours was recently, you know, well, no longer visible, right? So you don't have a domain, correct?
No, I do. I think I still have one through Google, yeah.
Okay. So we can actually use that domain to rebuild the website we'll attach the website where you're listed, and the websites that we build are Google compliant and mobile friendly. They also have the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking as well. And then mobile platform, that covers anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet to still find you listed on the first page. Okay? So that runs you to $49 a month. The other part of this ideal package is what we call the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. You might have seen it. It's at the very, very top of the page. It'll say sponsored, and it says Google Verified with a check mark in blue. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what that is Google's pay-per-lead program, but these are not leads like Angie's leads because they are actual phone calls that'll, it's a lead that comes to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. Okay? So while we're doing that other package, what we're doing is getting you through this approval process for the Google Verified, Google Guaranteed program. There is a one-time $250 application fee. You fill out the application, you upload your documents, submit it, and we push it through to Google to get that application approved. It takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I have seen some get approved in 3 weeks. Depends on how quickly you turn in the application and respond to the background check. The background check, they go back 7 years just to make sure you don't have felonies, which I'm sure you're fine. Now, once you are approved, we will call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? Call me next week to activate them. Call me next month. But basically, we start you off with a minimum monthly budget to see how it works first before you start requesting more leads. How it works is the minimum monthly budget is $611, which will give you up to 13 leads in a month. So your leads are $47. But the kicker on it is let's say someone called you to remove a tree. That's outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it is unqualified. If someone is calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that will be credited back. A qualified lead, Julian, is if you talked about price over the phone, given them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, Google does have an AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified. However, we also have a team that's managing it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it immediately with Google on your behalf to get that credit back. Now, let's say you got one lead in the month, okay, which, I mean, I've never seen happen. However, let's say you got one lead. What is left over from the budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now that means the following month, you're only going to pay $47 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you're going on vacation, let's say you're on a project, you know what I mean? You can't handle more leads right now. What you do is you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause them. We pause them. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. And if when you pause them, you had only gotten 2 leads, it'll pick up where it left off when we remove the pause when you call back. So you have more control when to shut those off and on. Okay. So basically, this ideal package, how it would work is you would pay $499 to get it started because you're paying the $249 and just the application fee, okay? Every 13th of the month, you're automatically charged the $249 that is taking care of the optimization, the management of the ads, the website. And then once you get approved for the Google Verified, we'll call you to notify you of the approval and when to activate your leads. Activating the leads would be that $611, but depending on what you get in that first month determines what you pay the following month. And it's a monthly program. Okay. How do you feel about it so far? Like, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I like it. I just need to getting the numbers together, because I just started with Angie not too long ago, and they got me on a monthly, and I just don't want to have a bunch of different things going around, and I need to just, you know, make sure that it's a right fit, because I don't want to stop their leads. Well, I can't stop their leads, so
yeah,
that's the one thing you guys have a plus. I like that with you guys, but
I know
an application fee is kind of...
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So, the program seems pretty good, right? Is that $4.99 a month? Or, well, not a month, because it's not a month, but is the initial investment what holds you back a little bit? I'm asking because I want to see where I could help you.
I guess, I mean, I'm not so much worried about that. I think... I want to see how this Angie goes, but I would like to get verified on Google.
Yeah.
Do I have to be at the top, or
here's another option.
The board?
I have another option.
Because 250, I'd like to be a little bit less than, I'd like to be a little bit less than that.
Okay. So let me tell you what I can do, right? So the 249 part of the package, that's like the lowest part of it. Right? I don't have any package lower than that. Okay? We used to do local onlys before, but we don't even do that anymore. I'm trying to think. Let me see something real quick here. How do you feel just in general about that Google guaranteed, Google verified program? Like lead for lead. How do you like that part?
I mean, I like it. I'd like to get the leads, more leads, more opportunity. I mean,
The reason that I'm asking, I'm trying to brainstorm here how we can assist you to get to like a better rate. Okay. So here's an option that I want to run by you. I can get an approval to do what I call a local-only package, but it has to be complemented with the Google Guaranteed program. So in other words, it would be everything in that $249 package, right? Just no Facebook ads. So basically, you're getting the Google Local listing first page, content creation on Bing, submission of Yelp, Apple Maps, the website, and the mobile platform. There is no Facebook advertising included, okay? And that runs you $199 a month. But you're paying the $250 application fee because we're going to get you through the process of getting approved for the Google Verified program, okay, which is a pay-per-lead program. That takes about 4 to 8 weeks. So let's say, Julian, we're like, what, maybe now I think we're considered mid-January. So I would say by either mid-February, possibly end of February, beginning of March, you would be approved for the Google Verified. And even at that time when we're calling you to say, hey, you've been approved, you're ready to turn on your leads, you can say, listen, I need another week or two before, you know, paying that minimum monthly at the $611. You might say, hey, yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead. Then they would charge you the $611 to turn on the leads. And then you just pay for the leads that you get in that first month determines what you pay the following month. So that is an option. Okay. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like the Facebook ads are a big thing nowadays.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to encourage you with Facebook ads only because that's what's going to help us, like, get you in those additional areas. So,
So the 611, though, you said that's a flat month? No, I mean...
So, no, let me explain to you how that 611 works, okay? So, let's say you went with the $4.99 package, right? You paid $4.99 today. February, you pay $249 on February 13th, okay? Then let's say the beginning of March, right? You get approved for Google Verified, okay? You might say, hey, go ahead and call me in a week, and I'll be ready to activate the Google Verified leads, right? You might say, you know what? I need you guys to call me the first week of April to activate those leads. It doesn't mean that you're going to pay $611 every month, because the first month you might get two leads, right? You know what the cost per lead is, so that means if you got two leads, right, say you started, you activated April, and you got two leads, they were $47 a lead. So that means that the following month, you're going to pay, what, $94? Because what you're doing is you're getting your budget for the leads back up to $611. So it's like you got a prepaid card, right, that's got $611 on it. Every time you swipe it, it's deducting $47. You swipe it twice. The next month, you have a balance on it still, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get it back up to the $611. So basically, you're paying $94 to get it back up to $611.
How do you generate the leads?
The leads are generated by when someone performs a search on Google. They're looking for a bathroom remodel, right? In the search results, the first thing that they're going to see is the sponsored, which is the Google Verified. Underneath of that, they're going to see the local map, which is going to have in there sponsored, but those are Google ads where you pay per click. So basically, you're going to have the local map first page, okay, which is not the pay-per-click, and you're going to have the ones at the very tippy top of the page that'll be the Google Verified that says sponsored. When you open it up, it'll say Google Verified with this blue check mark. It's going to show that you passed the background check, that you're licensed, you're insured. It's going to show the areas that you service. It's going to show also your subcategories, like the services that you offer. It'll have the website link there. It'll have reviews, because we're going to help you generate reviews too, because you need at least 5 reviews. So we'll create this tiny little link once your profile is created so that you can start grabbing reviews from your past clients. So it's the same way a search is performed on Google is how they find you in those search results for the Google Verified.
Yeah.
And then they click and call you. Okay. Does that kind of clarify?
Yeah, it does. You're just making me more visible at the top, and then once they click and then they call me, that's considered a lead because
yeah,
they're using.
Yeah, but keep in mind that lead, if they're calling to see if you're hiring, they're calling you to say, oh, hey, I want to offer you some marketing. They're calling you on a service that you don't even offer. That is an unqualified lead, and it has to be credited back to you. See, with Angie's and
but that's only reported by me.
No, because with the Ideal package, you have a team that's dedicated to your account, but you also have what we call an account manager with the Ideal package, because you have these two programs. So we have another set of eyes on it, right? A direct contact for you here within our company, aside from our team that's monitoring it. In your tracking and reporting system, you are also going to have a way to see if it was a qualified lead, or it'll say invalid lead. That means that was a lead that was not charged, that was credited back. So you have a way of tracking everything. You can't just take our word for it. You know what I mean? So those calls, Google will assign a tracking number that's linked to your phone. And that's how they identify, and it's also how you're able to see, okay, you might see that it'll say under review. That means that they're reviewing that call to identify whether it was qualified or unqualified. But again, our team's also monitoring it because, you know, let's say one did slip through the cracks. Well, we want to make sure you get that credit back. So with like the Home Advisors and the Angie's directories, great programs, but with them, that lead, it's information that you're receiving about potential prospect, right? And they'll tell you, call it right away. Because where they're grabbing that lead from, they're grabbing them off of Google Ads. I'll tell you how they do it. It's pretty unique. They'll actually run an ad that'll say 25 best remodelers near me, and they run it in an area where there's a heavy search. So that's the lead that they capture, that they turn around and they'll resell to you, and they resell it to your competitors. So that's why they tell you, make sure you call that lead right away, because if you don't, Julian, someone else is going to beat you to the call. And you're charged no matter what, right? I think you pay like a budget with them monthly, and then the lead's deducted from there. I believe that's how they're doing it now. At least that's what someone had mentioned to me last week that uses their program. So their leads are very different from the leads with Google, because Google leads are going to be direct calls. It's that prospect calling you directly. That's one of the major differences of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see that, yeah.
Aside from, if I could ask you, do you do any, you don't do any exterior work right now, or just in general, you do no exterior work?
It depends. Why?
Okay. On the weather?
I mean, yeah, but just okay. Why do you ask?
Well, the reason that I'm asking is because, like, with the Google Verified, you would definitely fall under the home remodel renovations, right? The interior finishing. What about, do you do any foundation or concrete work?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you ever do any roofing? Just curious.
No.
Okay.
I try not to.
So I'll tell you why I ask you. Because we wouldn't list you for roofing, right? So let's say you got a lead from the Google Verified, the Google Guarantee Program, saying, hey, I was calling about a roof repair. I'm sorry, I don't offer that service. That's an unqualified lead because it's not part of your services. Google credits the lead back to you.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I was asking you those questions, because that's like to kind of give you the idea of it.
All right, so today it would be 500.
$499, but you're like me, I round it off. Yeah, it'd be $499. And then every month on the 13th, it's $249. Until you get approved for the Google Verified, and then when you're ready to activate, because they'll call you to activate it within 3 days. But again, when I say unless if you tell us otherwise, unless if you say activate them now, then they'll charge you the $611 to activate them. But if you say, listen, I need you guys to call me next month or call me next week, then that's when they call you.
Yeah, no, I would like to have the leads come in as soon as possible. But when then the $249 is a monthly just for the website, for the...
The website, the ads. Google local listing, because we got to create the Google business profile, because you've never been through that process, right? Because I didn't see a profile for you on Google. Have you ever attempted that?
I thought I did. Maybe not.
The Google business profile?
Yeah.
I found one, but it's for someone in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Let me see if something else comes up here. Let me take a look. Because you're an Imperial. Let me search by that way. Yeah, because I was looking. I found that one in Minnesota, and I'm like, nope, that's not him. Let me see without the LLC if something comes up. Typically, when you do the Google Business Profile, you do like this video verification, or you might get like a PIN code sent to you via text. And the Google Business Profile will have like your company name. It'll have your website link. It'll have reviews. I don't see one out there. Do you recall ever doing anything like that?
No, when you type my name, it comes up on Google. I saw that. I know that. But
yeah, when I type in your company name, what the first thing that I saw when I typed it in, and let me go back to that search result, the first thing that came up for me was HomeAdvisor, right? That's the very first thing that popped up for me. when I did that. I didn't even see the Facebook page, but that's the first thing I saw. Then I saw this Yelp that came up with like different general contractors. And then I saw this one that said J's Design, but it's a jsdesignllc.com. And I was looking to see, oh, was that something that he had previously? But no, it wasn't. So that's okay. All that populated for me. And I know you mentioned you do have the business Facebook page. So I probably just have to go through my Facebook to pull it up.
I mean, so the all-in investment is like.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I know why. Okay, so your JS Design, I just found it. I searched by your phone number right now. Mm-hmm. So it's JS together as one word and then Design. There's no LLC in it. Okay, I found the Google Business Profile. I just found it. Okay, yeah. And it shows that the website is down, and now I see your business Facebook page. Did you create that logo yourself?
Yeah.
Looks good. I like it.
Thank you.
It's clean and crisp. I've seen some logos, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're pretty busy.
Yeah.
They're, like, way busy. And you know what? Good job on your content on your Facebook page. One thing I always encourage everyone is keep that content fresh. Even if you're posting once a month, post something, okay? Even if it's just like, oh, working on this great project, you know, taking me a minute, but having fun, like whatever, right? Just so that way it keeps you refreshed on your content. I always encourage it at least once a month. Wow, this is a nice, you did this wallpaper? In this bathroom that I'm looking at back in November?
I'm not 100% sure. Some of it was...
Wallpaper, love it or leave it.
Yeah, some of them were generated, though. I think the company was doing it, put some...
Oh, like, okay.
Other stuff.
So are you... Who's managing the Google Business Profile now? Is that something that you did on your own, or do you have a company that's helping you with that?
No, I think I did it all myself.
Oh, well, good job. Good job. We just need to get you some reviews on there. Are you in contact with any of your past clients?
Yeah, I was. That's why I got them on Angie, so I got to get them on there, too.
So I'm going to tell you something, okay? I will always encourage you, get your reviews on your Google Business Profile, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you ever leave Angie's, your content will disappear, including your reviews. With Google, those don't go away.
Okay. So the verification, is that going to be sped up or not? It still has to be the same thing.
So with the Google, so since you have your Google Business Profile, right? What you would do is add us on as managers, so that way we can optimize that page, help you gain some reviews, okay? And then in the meantime, we're managing the Facebook ads, we're optimizing this profile page, and then what we're also going to do is get you through that process for the Google Verified. Like I said, the Google Verified, which is formerly known as Google Guaranteed, not to mix it up with the Google Business Profile you have, because Google changed its name from Google Guaranteed to Google Verified. So the Google Verified pay-per-lead program, it really depends. I always give the safe timeline of the 4 to 8 weeks because it also depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Again, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. But even if you were approved in 3 weeks, you know, you might say, hey, I need you guys to call me in a month. I'm not ready to turn on the lead yet. Then we call you in a month. But typically, that's the timeline that I always give, the 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So my investment is,
So basically today your investment would be $499. Okay.
Okay.
The next month, you're still paying the $249 because chances are you're still going through the approval process. There will be 1 month, though, okay, how I like to explain it. There's going to be a month that you pay the $249, and then you might say, hey, yeah, activate my leads, and you're paying that $611. Those leads are going to be more than $611.
I don't pay the $249 after it gets turned on.
So the $249, that $249 every 13th of the month, okay, is covering the optimization of your Google business profile on
right.
the first page and
right.
the local map and the Facebook ads and the website, right? That's every month.
Right.
It's separate from the Google pay-per-lead program. Okay, they're two separate programs. So those leads, and you'll see it on your tracking and reporting system, you're going to see which ones are actually the Google verified leads because it'll be identified. And then which ones are the regular calls from the local SEO and the Facebook ads. So those calls will be identified, which ones are which, because of the tracking and reporting system.
And I only pay on the verified ones, right?
Correct. So to activate those leads, you would pay the $611, right, to turn them on
right.
once you're approved. But then as a lead's coming in from that program, it will deduct the $47 from the $611 budget, not from the $249 budget because that's separate.
Right.
Depending on how many – excuse me. Sorry, I had a little tickle in my throat. Depending on how many leads you get from that first month, the balance would be rolled over from the budget. So then you would just replenish what you need to get the budget back up to $611.
Okay, right. No, I get that.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work out for me, I can stop it at any time.
You can cancel at any time. The only thing, like, with the $249, so with our program, I mean, fairly what we ask you is stick it out 3 months. What we call it is a 3-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We will never hold you hostage. Okay? But let's say you really like the Google pay-per-lead program, but you're like, you know, I don't want to continue with the Facebook ads package. You can always drop that and only stick with the Google verified pay-per-lead. You always have that option,
right.
even if you wanted to do that. Or you could just say, hey, you know what? I'm good now, right? No worries. You just, as long as you call 3 business days before that billing is due so you don't get charged on that date, to cancel.
Do I have a direct, like, representative, like, I can speak to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With the ideal package, you're not just going to have a team. We're going to assign what we call an account manager. So you are going to have a direct contact, someone who will be also having their eyes on the account. You can reach out to them with updates. They're going to keep you informed on updates as well. They do follow-ups. So we call it an account manager that would be assigned to you.
Okay.
Okay.
The $250 though, like you said, is there, and then you said there's only one tier down from it, and that's without the Facebook ads.
Right. Correct. So let me ask you this.
There's, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. You were going to say something?
I mean, I wanted. I need to get as many leads as possible. I need to get this rolling in a better
okay.
direction. It's just, you know, sometimes, like, financially, it's a decision that I need to see results pretty quick. And then, you know, the wait of 3 to 6 weeks is kind of a 4 to 8, which is kind of, you know, pretty high in my opinion, obviously.
So let me be.
I'm sure you would too as well, but.
Yeah, no. And let me be transparent with you, right? And I appreciate you sharing that with me. I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to blow smoke. I'm going to tell you that right now. In fact, I'm going to share the timeline with you because I'm going to promise you this. None of this that we're offering you is going to happen overnight. It's just not. It
yeah.
doesn't matter what company you go with, and you need to be informed about that, right? So, because we're a Google Channel partner, we can get it done a lot quicker compared to companies that aren't, right? That it takes them 6 months. When it comes to the directory submission and being able to start tracking your results, that's going to be within 5 to 7 days. Okay? Your Facebook ads and your website are active, visible, within 7 to 14 days. Now, keep in mind, some of these things could already start generating phone calls for you, right? These aren't the leads, remember.
Yeah.
What we always state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, okay, no matter what, I'm going to stick with telling you that the first page placement on Google in the local map will be 60 to 90 days. Even when I have seen it happen sooner, Julian, I will no matter what stick to that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, you already have the Google Business Profile, right? It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So it could happen sooner, but I'm still going to stick to that timeline. Okay? With the Google Guaranteed, Google Verified Pay-Per-Lead program, I say 4 to 8 weeks because, again, that's the timeline that I'm always going to stick to. Have I seen some people get approved in 3 weeks and activate their leads? Absolutely. Okay? But, like I said, it also depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. I'm going to tell you, there have been times where people are literally, I mean, we're having to call them constantly like, hey, where's your application? Where's your application? Because we want to get the ball rolling and they're lagging.
Yeah.
You don't seem like that type of a person. You know what I mean?
No.
You seem like you're like pretty like, I want to get it going. And you've stated that like, I need it quickly, but I have to be transparent with you that this is how the process is, right? It's
mm-hmm.
very, very important that we keep the open communication between us as well as with you, because that's the only way that you're also going to be successful. And I say this all the time. Like I have had business owners in the past. They don't pick up their calls, right? If you're not picking up our calls, we're trying to update you. We need something, but you're not communicating with us. It's like leaving us with our hands tied behind our back, you
yeah.
know? And I always say on both parties, as well as us, there has to be that open communication. And especially with this ideal package is why they have the additional account manager on it. Okay? Now, I want you to tell me, is the $499 a lot for you to invest right now? And I'm asking because I want to see if there's somewhere where I can help you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What if I could ask my manager to let me use, let me see here, to let me use like my friends and family credit, okay, for your application fee. What if I can get that application fee down to you for half the cost, right? Instead of you paying $250 for the application fee, it would just be $125. So basically, you would be paying the $249, right?
Mm-hmm.
And $125 for the application fee. So you're looking at $374. Okay. If I have her give me a credit to apply, like if I'm not going to lie to her and tell you, you're like a long lost cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to explain to her, like, listen, he's using, you know, the home advisor right now. He's made that investment because I get 2 credits that I could use a month. I don't mind
yeah.
going to bat for you for that. If I can get it down to that, would that be more feasible for you, you know, to give us
yeah.
a shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Would that work? Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask her then real quick. Because you know what? It doesn't hurt. What's
so,
the worst they're going to tell us?
Yeah.
You know what
are
I mean?
You, so, yeah, and this is like, that I'm going to be the first searched in the area.
You will be amongst those. Yeah. What it's going to be is you're going to be in the search results in what I would say two spotlight positions on Google, right? So definitely within the local map first page, which is where 90% of searches are going to start and stop, right? No one goes beyond that page. But once you're approved for the Google Verified, then you're going to also be at that very tippy top of the page with the Google Verified. That'll say sponsored. That is not the Google ads. Those are that's going to be the pay-per-lead program. Okay?
Okay. So I got it.
She's typing right now. So I can tell when she's responding to me. I'm just waiting for her to hit enter. Let me do this. What's the best email address for you, Julian?
Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Julian at jsdesignlc.com
Okay. And that's one that you would say you check frequently, right?
Yeah, that's my work one.
Okay, good. I just say only because sometimes, like, if we're corresponding with you, we might also email you as well, and I just want to make sure that it would be an email that you do check frequently. I know sometimes people give their personal one because they're like, I don't really look at that one, so. And thank you for clarifying the spelling of your name, just because I don't like when I don't type a name correctly. It drives me crazy. Or even when I mispronounce. And I apologize if it sounds like I'm kind of slurring a little bit because I had a tooth removed and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need my implant. And it's like my back tooth, but it feels like, oh my God. I cried like a baby. My husband was like, you're so tough. Why are you hysterically crying? I said, I don't want to get this tooth pulled. He's like, oh my gosh, you're not even going to be able to tell. And I'm like, but I know it's missing.
That's right.
One of my friends said, listen, we only get one set of teeth to last us the rest of our lives. I'm like, that still doesn't help. It doesn't make me feel better.
No.
And let me tell you, dental bills, and I have good insurance. I was like, oh, my God, I almost had a heart attack. Like, my husband's getting, he does dialysis. So he had cancer about 6 years ago.
Sorry.
Thank you. He's in remission now, but, you know, now we're just trying to get him. Well, he's in the process of getting back on the kidney transplant list. But in between his chemo and the dialysis, like, his teeth are all bad, right? So we're going to get him dentures. And he had to go get a consultation with an oral surgeon to get the remaining teeth just removed and put the dentures in. He's like, I'm walking out of there with no teeth. I have to wait 2 weeks. I'm like, well, yeah, your gums got to heal, dude. You can't just slap dentures on. He's like, how am I going to be with 2 weeks with no teeth? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I didn't want to laugh, but part of me is like cracking up, right? And you know how much it is, mind you, with the insurance, $1,200.
Wow.
And they're not even going to put him to sleep. Like, he's going to be awake with just general anesthesia, with just the, like,
dummy.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm like, he's like, yeah, they can't. I don't want to be knocked out. That's going to be even more money. I'm all, okay, we'll figure it out. Just relax.
Yeah.
She just messaged me back, Julian. She said, congratulations on the new business. And
Thank you.
Just gave me the code. So, yeah. So, I am actually sending you this email right now. So the application is going to be cut in half. It's going to be $125, okay? So for you today, the investment is going to be $374. So you're paying just the $249 and then the $125 for the application fee, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending you this email right now. Now, because you've never gotten a correspondence from me, it might go to your junk mail or even, like, your promotional. So let me know as soon as you get it. Okay. It'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. You have access to your email right now, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Do me a favor. Open it up because I want to show you. Okay. So there's no setup fee for you. That's been waived. The $249, this is where I mean you will not incur click fees from the Facebook ads, right? Because if you ran Facebook ads on your own, you pay click fees, okay? You're paying us a flat rate, that $249. $149 is going to go to your local SEO management, programming, the directories, and so forth. $100 will go to your Facebook ads. The $125 is the application fee. Okay, so your total investment today is going to be $374. The monthly ongoing cost every 13th is going to be the $149 plus the $100, $249. The additional cost is when you're approved for the Google Verified. Okay, we will notify you of the approval. It says general contractor, because that's the vertical it's called for your industry, is $611. I put the plus because if at any time you decide I want to increase the amount of leads that I'm receiving, then your minimum monthly budget would change. The cost per lead is still $47. Okay? You might
but
save
I wouldn't
one
want,
month.
I don't do that until like I hit the 611 and I'm like, I need more leads from there. And that's
yeah. What I'm saying is, let's say 6 months from now, right? You're still only at the 611 minimum monthly budget, right? You're keeping it where mm-hmm. you're getting up to 13 leads. But let's say come June, you're like, hey, you know what? It's summertime. I want to bump up my leads. Can you guys go ahead and increase it? Can you put me in for up to 20 leads this month? Then the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's at your discretion.
Can you?
That's at your discretion.
Sorry for keeping this so long, too. About an hour, but what's the difference? I mean, is the monthly, I mean, I want like full transparency too. Is the monthly better than the per click? Like I know, one of my older bosses did this too. And I mean, he always used to gripe at us, obviously, how much he's paying for a lead, but I don't like, is it, what's more beneficial or what to, I mean, is it
full transparency? Full transparency, in my opinion, is going to be the ideal package. I would never recommend Google Ads to you. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Google Ads is pay-per-click, right? Of course, with us, you would pay a flat rate. But Google Ads, you can end up with a bunch of clicks and no conversions. So Google Ads, the conversion rate on average per, you know, with any industry, you're looking at about 4% conversion rate. That's low. When you compare it to Facebook ads, it's 9% for Facebook ads. So that's why Facebook ads for me is always way better than the Google ads. The Google verified pay per lead, hands down, I'm going to tell you, is one of Google's better products. If I could recommend it to anybody, I'm going to do it. Only because I will say
this. Wait, what was that again?
The Google pay per lead program, that
what
one hands down is one of Google's better products, the paper lead one, also known as the Google Verified, because it's the unqualified that you'll be credited back for, right? In fact, Google created it specifically because of the people that complain about the lead programs that they use where they're unqualified and they're being charged no matter what and they're sharing them. So that's specifically why Google created it. But I always recommend, and I'll tell you, guys that do epoxy flooring, they haven't even opened up the Google pay-per-lead program for those guys. There is not a category for them to be a part of that program. So Google hasn't opened it up to every industry, and it's not available in every area. There's like one guy I talked to 6 months ago. He lives like in the sticks, right? And like he's in Louisiana, but where his home base is, it's not heavy populated, and he does tree services. But in his area, it's not available. They haven't opened it up yet. So, I mean, of course, over time, Google opens it up for different industries and different areas. But if it's not available in your area for your industry, I can't even offer it. With remodelers and general contractors, pretty much it's available. for those type of industries, but there are some where if you're in a rural area where there's not a heavy population, chances are it hasn't even been opened up yet. You know what I mean? So yeah. There are companies that I've spoken with that don't even qualify for it because they don't even have the proper licensing that Google's requiring to be a part of that program. So luckily it's available for your industry and in your area, but I would always encourage it more than the Google Ads. Google Ads to me is like, you got to be investing at least $1,000 to even get a good conversion rate on Google Ads.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, like the investment has to be there. It's just, you know, as business owners, with the investment, we want to see the return pretty quick. You know.
Yeah, and that's why I shared that timeline with you, because I don't want to be misleading, Julian. I don't want you thinking tomorrow you're going to get a bunch of calls and, oh, man, now you're on the first page and people are calling you, right? It's the process. But I'll tell you this, full transparency, our company doesn't even start seeing a profit until a business has been with us at least 4 months. Even if you cancel that 3 months, we're still losing money, right? So trust me that the team is going to do their best to make sure that you're getting the results and the optimization, because we retain clients. We want a client that we can retain and that keep a long relationship with us because the program's working, not because you're stuck on a contract. There's other companies that'll put you on a year. Oh, you're committed for a year. And it's like, I shouldn't have to be committed that long. If it's not working and I want out, I want out. I shouldn't have to pay to get, like, I talked to some guy, he's stuck with Angie's because he's with them for a year, commitment. And he's like, if I cancel them, I have to pay 35% of the remaining months that I have. And you know how much that guy's paying for leads? For paying $100 to $200. I was like, are you sure that that's for paying?
A lead
for paying. I'm all, are you sure? Because I hear roofers pay that much. He's like, no, that's what I'm paying per lead. So if I get one job, okay, it offsets the cost of what it's paying my bill with Angie's. He's all, but I can't even cancel them because I got to pay 35% of the remaining month. And he started in November. I'm like, oh, man. So that makes it tough for him.
Well, he's not alone, because I'm in there for with a month too with him, or a year.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
See, that's interesting, because when they were Home Advisor, right, it was like a year subscription, but you could pause the leads, but you had to pause them like every, I think, 5 weeks. I was talking to a guy that does tree services, and he's had them paused forever, and he goes, I forgot to pause them again, and now they're active. So now I'm stuck paying them.
Yeah.
he always sets a timer, I guess, on his phone or something, and he forgot. And so, yeah, so his leads went on, like, right away. They automatically turned on. So, I mean, that's the difference with the Google pay-per-lead, because, you know, if you call and say, hey, shut them off, we shut them off. They're not going to go back on until you call to say, okay, turn them back on.
Yeah. Well, I got two leads. I actually started on Friday with them.
Oh, good. Okay. And how were the leads?
I got a lead on Saturday. The first one was the first one was really good.
Okay.
And then the second one was kind of iffy, but I mean, we'll see how it keeps going. I mean, I just need the opportunity. If they give me the opportunity to get in front of them, now that you told me a lot of insight too, that they're obviously sending, which I need while we're having this call, the onboarding girl tried calling me too, and it's like the second time I missed her. She probably thinks I'm neglecting, but
I'm so sorry.
The same time they, you know, it's whoever gets there first, whoever answers, and it was a lead that came up on a Sunday at like 5:00. I'm like, oh, I'll just call them on Monday, and I'm like, well, other people probably have nothing else to do and probably called them. So
yeah, you know. Well, what happens is. And I won't badmouth them, you know what I mean? People have, there's their pros and cons to it, right? If anything, what I encourage you is, when you get that lead, call it right away, because of course, you're not the only one that's receiving that lead, right?
Right. Right.
Because they're sending it off to you and probably like two or three other companies. Some guy tried to tell me, no, they're sending it to like seven. And I'm all, I don't know. I don't want to like disregard what he was saying either, right? But he was pretty upset. So I just kind of went with whatever he was telling me. But basically, and that's why they tell you, call it within 5 to 10 minutes or what have you, or 15 minutes. Because if you don't, someone else beats you to the call, right? You might even come across a lead that'll say, oh, I hired someone 2 months ago. So who knows when they captured that lead from the Google ads that they run. They don't list your company on Google. They list themselves. They will run a Google ad, like I said, that'll say 25 best remodelers near me, and they'll put them in an area where there's a heavy search. So that's how they capture the leads. It's pretty unique on their part, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the way it's done. Okay?
What? Let me ask you one more question, too.
Yeah.
Why, I mean, obviously you gave me this phone call because you had a spot open. Now, like, when do you stop your search? Obviously, you have a job you got to do, but, like, when, obviously you can just keep calling people and it can just keep bumping me down, or whatnot if I'm not, if I don't have as many five-star reviews as someone else or whatnot.
That is a great question. So, because we are a Google channel partner, Google gives us guidelines, okay, to maintain our partnership badge with them. So we don't work for Google, and we are not Google. We are a channel partner. Google wouldn't even call you directly. They work with, you know, corporations like Target and Macy's and so forth. But to be a Google channel partner, you have to, your technicians have to be highly trained, certified. We got to meet Google's requirements. Once the requirements are made, and we meet those and we become a channel partner. Google's guidelines is we're allowed to work with one company per industry per area. Okay? This is to ensure that the company that we would be working with gets the maximum amount of the, you know, exposure and calls. If we were to turn around and sign up one of your competitors after we sign you up, we're now working against ourselves. So not only does that not benefit us, much more is it not going to benefit you. Okay? So what they consider your territory is going to be where you're verified in a 50-mile radius. We cannot sign up anyone else within that territory. Even if you only said, I only target 30 miles, it's going to be within a 50-mile radius that they can't sign up another company. Okay? Those are the guidelines. What helps you when you're maintaining that first-page placement is the optimization that we do, the management of the keywords, the search terms. We are watching the algorithm. As you know, Google changes the algorithm. It's not like back in the day when I was a kid, and I'm going to tell you my age right now. We used to get the yellow pages and the white page book, right, delivered to our doorstep every first of the year and towards the end of the year. Everyone started their business with the letter A, triple A, double A, because they wanted to be in the first pages. Google doesn't work like that, okay? The way Google works is by keywords and search terms. So they got this algorithm that they're watching. No one can promise you the number one spot, number three, number six, number eight. No one can promise you that because it depends on where they're performing the search from. It depends on what keyword or search term they're using. It also depends on the device. If they're using their iPhone, it's going to ping the location of where their iPhone's at. Or if they're on their desktop, it goes by the IP address, right, of the location.
Mm-hmm.
So, example, I live in Anaheim, California. My mom lives in Buena Park, California. I'm visiting my mom, but I want to find a nail shop near my house on the way home so I can go get my nails done. Well, if I'm using my iPhone while I'm at my mom's house and I just put nail shop near me, it's going to pull me businesses, nail shops that are within the vicinity of Buena Park where I'm at because I didn't put near Anaheim. If I want a location near my house in Anaheim, then, and I'm in Buena Park, I need to put nail shop near Anaheim or near the zip code so that I get the search results that are within the vicinity of that location.
Okay.
So there's a lot of factors that go into it, okay? Reviews, yeah, reviews are a part of it, but reviews are more of the modern-day word of mouth, Okay. It allows people to read about your services and the work that you've done for others, and that's going to open up more new doors to people who don't know who you are, who just read a review. Okay. So we got to help you get those 5 reviews on that business profile. And that's where we come into creating you this tiny link, or even through your client dashboard, Julian, you can put in your phone number of your past client or their email address, and it'll automatically send them a link to leave you a review. We encourage it, and we need you to get 5 reviews, okay? So we're going to push for you to get reviews and help you in that sense as well.
Okay. Because I did work with it's called Town Square. Have you ever heard of them?
I'm very familiar with them. Are you on a contract with them?
No, I was.
Okay.
Beginning of last year.
Is that who had your website?
Yes.
I was, let me tell you the truth. When I went to click on the website, it said 404. Usually that's someone who had Town Square that no longer uses them because they take it down.
Okay. Yeah. But I like them because they gave me a platform where I can do invoicing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
But they also gave me the same thing. They're going to get me on the top of Google and stuff like that. And I liked them. I really did. I just grabbed another job in the meantime, and I wasn't really investing into it. So it was like 500. Mm-hmm. It was only $500 a month. And what they were doing was actually a lot for that 500. So like I wasn't really upset with their services, but I guess I'm just saying, is that a competition of yours? Is that comparative?
It is a competition of ours, but I mean, I have nothing bad to say about them. You know,
not me either.
The only thing that I can say is this, like we don't have anything set up for invoicing, obviously. I know with our websites, they are Google compliant and mobile friendly. You can set it up where clients can book appointments with you through that site, or even there's even that option for payment options where they can make their payments through that site. That's something that's conducted in the client interview and onboarding. The technicians have a little bit more info on that. We also have the chat integration with our websites as well. I don't know if Townsquare does so much of the Google guarantee. They're more focused like with, you know, the local first page placement,
yeah,
you know, the website and invoicing.
And
Yeah. And I mean, pretty much they also do what we do. The only thing that we don't do that I would say is the invoicing. We don't have a platform for you to do invoicing. There's always new items that we're adding, but predominantly we want you to have that first page placement.
Okay, but like you said, that's not guaranteed.
I'm not going to tell you that you're going to be on the first page tomorrow. I'm never going to say that, ever, ever. I will always still stick to the timelines that are in the terms and conditions, right? I'm not going to promise you the number one spot because it's an algorithm. There's a lot of factors. Our job is to make sure that you're always coming up as one of those top search results when those searches are being performed for your services.
Yeah.
That is our job.
Right.
Your job is to close the jobs. You get the calls, you shut them down. Close it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You said,
well, that's another thing. You guys are giving me leads. Right. You guys give me leads. They really didn't. So, yeah, I mean, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, what we got to do here?
All right. So I'm just going to start filling out some information here, and I'm going to be like just kind of going over just to make sure that everything I have is correct, because I like to cross all the T's, dot all the I's. So, Julian, what is your last name? This is just for the account purpose here with us.
Spinosi, S-P-I-N-O-S-I.
S-P-I-N-O-S as in Sam I, right? Spinosi?
Yep.
Okay. Is that Italian?
Irish. No, yeah, it's Italian.
You're like Irish? I'm like, come on. I swear, I tell my husband, I think in my past life I must have been Italian because I'm so infatuated with Italy. That's like on my bucket list one day. Italian food is my favorite. It's funny because for my birthday, for my 50th, they're like, oh, would you want Mexican food? I said, heck no.
Like, no way.
Yeah, you know, I'm Hispanic. I'm all, no, I want Italian food. I literally almost went with a mob theme.
like casino night.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking of it. But then I'm like, oh, it's okay. No one wants to wear costumes anyways. You guys are no fun.
Yeah.
Now, the best number for us to reach you on is going to be the 412-526-8589.
Yes.
Okay. And then I also see just on the Google Business profile, it's showing without the LLC, just JS Design is how it should show, correct?
I mean,
or do you want the LLC to show?
No, just keep the JS Design. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, what is the address that you used when you verified it? Do you remember?
What's that again?
The address that's associated with the business. Is it the one that's on your Angie's list?
Yes.
Okay, the 40 Equestrian Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why they ever show that address on their platform, but we won't show your address, just an FYI. The address would be hidden. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see it even showing either right now anyways. Okay. And then you said that the domain that you have, it's you still have access to that domain, right, for the website? Or do you want us to just purchase a new domain?
I'd have to pay for that, obviously.
Well, no. I mean, if we're going to purchase a domain, we're going to purchase it. I mean, we're not going to charge you for it. We'll just get one that's closest to your business name. Because this one that that is jsdesignlct.com, is that a domain that you own?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to let them know that you have your domain, your own domain, that we would use that to recreate the website. Okay. All right, Julian, I'm going to start going over some notes before we go over the billing. These notes are basically going to be for my technicians so that way they would know where to start from. So let me just go here. Is there anyone else that you want to notate on your account that's authorized to make changes for you on this account, or is it just going to be you?
Just me.
Okay. Now, do know that the 412 number, they're going to assign a tracking number, a local one, to that phone number, and that's how you're going to identify which calls are the leads and which calls are coming from the Facebook ads and the local listing, okay? It's also going to be a way for you to organize it in your client dashboard. You can actually mark them as a follow-up call or already contacted or this was a spam call, right? Now, I'm going to tell you, this is not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it's going to lessen you from you getting so many. I don't know if you get a lot of them now, but typically when your phone number is blasted out there, you can end up with a bunch of spam calls, right? So the tracking is going to lessen it, okay? I will never say that it's going to completely stop it, you know? Even I get them, and I don't own a company. It's crazy. Like, I have people trying to give me business loans. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay. Your hours of operation, let me see what it says on here right now. 7:30 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Sunday 7:30 to 12. Is that how it should show?
Yeah.
Do you need anything updated on it?
I mean, I really don't want to work the weekend, but I just don't know.
I would say You know, you could put Monday through Friday, like the 7:30 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, or at your discretion. Now, that doesn't mean someone isn't going to still try to call you on Saturday, but, you know.
You can put that?
Yeah, that by appointment only on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to put that. I know people that do it. Now, with your leads, you can actually say, I want my leads turned on within these days, within this time frame. You can specify when you want those leads on as well, once you're verified for that program. But as far as, like, I'm talking about, like, the Google Business Profile, do you want to keep it to stay how it shows right now?
Saturday and Sunday, I do appointment only. If you can change that.
Okay. All right, so 7:30 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday appointment only. You're like, I really don't want to work weekends. I don't blame you either. I think it's good to kind of reset on those days, you know?
I got family and faith, so.
Yeah? Do you go to church on Sundays?
We've been trying to more and more here.
Good for you.
Tough with the little ones and
whatnot.
No, we at least put on the TV and try to. It's called Christ Church over in it's over by us and.
Non-denominational.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was raised Catholic.
So was I.
And just being in more and more in it. Yeah, I just wanted to try a different alternative. Obviously, Jesus and God are number one, but it's more like I don't feel like I need to talk to my priest to talk to the Lord, you know. So,
you know what? I'm going to tell you. I grew up Catholic. My husband and I recently, I would say over the last 4 years, we started going to. It's more like a Pentecostal church, kind of Christian, right? But I mean, Catholics are Christians too. It's like my husband says, we just do a little extra when we're Catholic, you know?
Okay.
But I will say this, that, and I talk with my aunt about this because I still do like a corporate, you know, rosary on Wednesdays with my family. But my aunt, she says, you know, sweetheart, I love the Catholic Church because of reverence, right? However, if I want to get fed the word, like I want to understand, then I go to a Christian Bible study.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seriously.
So it just kind of like I understand it more. But also I think it depends too on which Catholic church, because my aunt had a priest come over and pray at her anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
And you know, Christians pray with scriptures, right?
Right.
That's how he prayed. He didn't pray the typical, you know, the Our Father Hail Mary. He was like praying with scripture, and that's how I pray now, right?
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on the church, you know, but to each his own.
I agree.
You know, but I do understand more of the word when I go to a Christian church, and that I can go to him directly and just tell him, listen, this is what I did today, even though he knows what I did.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, you know, my mom has an issue with the way I am now, but whatever, you know.
We took my in-laws. I said, hey, you know, maybe this year for Christmas we'll do like an older style, like church. We'll do a Catholic, like, because that's what they want. That's what they do. And, man, it was a hard one. He lost me like halfway through, not even. It was just horrible. It was really bad.
Yeah, you know what? There's someone that I follow on Facebook, and actually my nephew and niece. See, my sister-in-law's church, they go to a Catholic church still, but their church is like more kind of Christian-like in a way, because they use more of the upbeat, you know, type of worship music and stuff like that, right? And I will say this, that the priest there is like, breaks it down.
Yeah.
He's really good. But when I go to, if I were to go to the church by my house, it's like, oh my gosh, he lost me. Like my husband used to fall asleep and I would tell him, Anthony, and I would nudge him, what are you doing? He said, I was praying. And I said, you are so
funny.
He said, I was praying. And I said, no, you weren't. He's like, honey, I can't get into it. I just can't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And so, you know, our pastor, he's like,
I found more power in the, like, almost upbeated music sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, because, you know, the old, you know, the traditional, it just sounds like everybody's in the same tone, and it just sounds like it's, like, you just have to sing it like that. I don't know. It didn't, like, it, I mean, it's, lack of a better word, it sounds, like, cultish. Like, it's, like, we're all unified, and I'm just, like, no. And then on the other complete spectrum, there are the bigger Christian that are like non-denominational that are like putting like 1,000 people in like gymnasiums that are like, what the hell is going on here? this stuff is wild. Like it is, that's like a cult for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy heck, they call those mega churches. Yeah. I'm just like, I have no idea.
I like more, like our church is a branch of Praise Chapel, which is like global. They got like 46,000 churches throughout the world. But, kind of like, I don't know if you've heard of Victory Outreach or like Calvary.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same. We call ours is Urban Impact Out. Yes, it's all.
Okay. So yeah, so our mother church is actually Praise Chapel, right? So it's kind of, we're a branch of them, but our church is more of an intimate church. We're not like a mega church. Like Praise Chapel likes to branch out little churches everywhere, where you got these other churches that are huge mega churches, and it's like, I feel like you get lost.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't go to church one day, trust me, we were laughing one time when my husband was going through his chemo and stuff. We were busting up because we're watching church online, and all of a sudden I see my pastor's wife, like, I saw her up there at the altar, you know, worshiping, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, you don't see her, right? My phone rings. Sweetheart, is everything okay? I don't see you guys here.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, Pastor Liz, you know, Anthony's not feeling well, and she's like, okay. Well, we're going to be praying for him. And he's like, you know, like that's when your pastor's like literally leave worship to find out, where are you? Like that's
kind
of,
they know you're there.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, where are you at? So yeah, it's, I need more of that. Because again, you can get lost, you know?
For sure.
And then let me just put here, letting them know that you have the insurance. How many kids do you have? Just one?
I got 3 and 1 on the way.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Number 4. I was going to say, then you must have been Catholic in the past. And I'm just like, you know that saying? They always say, like, when you have a lot of kids, oh, you must be Catholic or Hispanic. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh, boy or girl, that's coming soon.
We don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to know something? I did that. I didn't want to know. With the first one, I didn't want to know. With the other ones, it was like, all right, let's just figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My first two we knew, and then the last one, she's one. We didn't know with her. And then we're just like, might as well just do the same with this one, and I'm kicking myself really hard. I really want to know. Because my son needs a boy. My son needs another guy with him. And
so right now,
I have three,
it's 2 and 1.
Yeah, if I have 3 girls right now, I'm in trouble, so.
Oh, my gosh. I know. My husband says you worry more about the girls than you do about the boys, right?
For sure.
So, actually, I have 4 daughters. He has 3 daughters and 1 son. So
we
call ourselves like the Mexican Brady Bunch family.
Yeah, for sure.
But between the two of us, we have 18 grandkids. His daughter just had a baby, but when you, not that you still got a long ways to go, but when you become a grandparent, remember what I tell you. It's a whole different love. whole different love.
Yeah.
My kids accuse us that, oh, you love the grandkids more. And I'm like, no, it's just different. Because with you guys, we had to raise you, you know, in a sense where, like, no, you can't do that. Like, you're raising them. With the grandkids, you could just love on them. You're not always correcting them all the time. Although I'm kind of the stricter grandma. My husband lets them do whatever they want.
Right.
But, so three more months? So you're looking at April, right? Is the baby coming?
March. Beginning of March.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. Aw.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully a boy. But if not, just healthy baby is what we want, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Health, that's all that matters.
Yeah. But I hear what you're saying. Then it's three against one. Poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
So when I send you the application and you're filling it out, it's going to ask you, like, what are your cities, right? And I'll go over that application with you, too. There's going to be a part that's going to ask you, like, how many employees do you have? What they're talking about is employees that are going to be face-to-face, doing the bidding, collecting the money. I'm assuming that is only you, okay, not your crew members. So you'll put zero. Because if you put, oh, I got two employees, they're going to want to run a background check on them. And if you're not 100% sure that they have, like, nothing on their record in the last 7 years and something comes up, it'll disqualify you. So you just put zero, okay? There are two companies that Google uses to run your background check. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, okay, we're gonna inform you because you got to be on the lookout for either a text message or it's going to be a link that's going to be emailed to you, and you got to follow the steps. One of them might tell you, upload the front and back photo copy of your driver's license because they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. I think you could even use, like, your U.S. passport if you have that or a state ID, okay? The other one might tell you put your name, put your birth date, because, again, they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on, but we will inform you who it is so you're on the lookout for that, okay?
Okay.
And then let me go here. Now, before I take down any billing information, I want to walk you through our voice verification recording. What it's going to do, Julian, because I have you at that discounted pre-agreement, it's going to be also an added form of protection for you that I'm going to send in writing with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review and clarify, okay? I'll rephrase it for you. I always want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JS Design.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Julian Spinozzi, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you our number, but I'm also going to text it to you because when we call you, okay, they're going to come from the 877 number. The customer service will always call you from the 877 number. And I'm going to ask you to save that phone number in your contacts on your phone. under the name Local Splash. So this way you always have our phone number, okay? I'm going to recite the phone number to you right now, but then I'm texting it to you as we speak. So that number is going to be 877-635-6225. And as I mentioned, save it as Local Splash under your contacts. Always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return your calls, okay? You will also have an account manager, so keep that in mind. Not just a team member, but you're going to have also an account manager that's going to be assigned to your account, and they will call you to introduce themselves to you as well. Let me send you this text real quick to make sure that you get it. Now, we'd like to let you know, too, because you're on the East Coast, we're on the West Coast, so we're 3 hours behind you. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Because you're 3 hours ahead, that would be 10 to 7 for you. Okay? Let me know when you get that text so I make sure you got it.
I got it.
Okay. Now, Julian, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Pepper.
Pepper?
P-E-P-P-E-R, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say you get a call, right? They're saying they're Local Splash, but you're just like, I'm not sure. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you go ahead and disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, an example, several of my clients, they get called by a company called Yelp. Basically, Yelp offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know because we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain that?
Yeah, let me explain it first because I usually do and then I go back. So basically what we're saying here is this. Like we know you're using HomeAdvisor, you know the Angies. We're saying that if you do any other marketing aside from that, before you do it, just give us a call, give us a heads up, and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. What we're going to do is make sure it's not a service we're already providing you because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Like an example, right. Let's say you called and said, hey, I'm going to be doing some Yelp ads. We would tell you, okay, cool, but listen, before you do that, let's see what discounted rate we can get you. If you like the discounted rate we get you, you might go with that instead of going through Yelp directly to do the ads. Right? Or you might say, no, I'm still going to proceed with doing Yelp ads. Okay, cool. Yelp, yeah, go for it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license or registration, okay, proof of insurance, Google Guaranteed, which is the Google Verified application, and any other recommended for the Google Business Verification, okay? We like to be proactive, okay? So we ask you for these things. We'll send you a list. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account here with us, okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I'm sorry, what are those items again?
So some of those items could include, it's going to be the application for sure, right? Get that application to us within 7 days. It's also going to include, like, for example, the business license or the registration, okay?
Yeah.
The insurance. So we're going to send you a list. Some of the items you might not have, what you're going to do is send us what you do have because, again, we like to have it in the back office, but that application especially, if we don't get it within 7 days, it's delaying you getting verified for the program, for the paper leave. Okay, so all we ask is that what we send you that we need to get those to us within the first 7 days. Do you agree to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 13th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $374. So what that is the $249 that you're paying, and the $125 for the application, okay? This is a 3-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 13th of each month in the amount of $249 because that's covering the local SEO management programming, the Facebook ads, as well as the website, okay? We are not charging you for the leads yet until you are approved and we call you to notify you of the approval, okay? Now, the $249 is a monthly recurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number I asked you to save, again, is 877-635-6225. If you need to cancel, make sure that you speak with a live representative, okay? If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that would apply. If you cancel it after the 90 days, there's no cancellation fee, okay? To prevent the charges for the next month of service, Julian, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Okay, so before the 13th, 3 days before the 13th, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, the card that we're going to be putting on file, Julian, is that card, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay, so how does your name show on there? Just Julian Spinosi? Or do you pronounce this S, the last S is pronounced like a Z, right? Spinozzi?
No, Spinozzi. Spinozzi.
Okay. But they're S's. Okay. No middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. And then the company name, it shows on there with the LLC or without?
Well, this one doesn't even have, actually, I'm sorry, this one doesn't have the company name on it.
No? Okay, so just your first and last name. Okay. Yeah. Same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is this MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Master.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5337.
Mm-hmm.
4013.
Okay.
4597.
Okay.
5372.
Okay. Expiration, month, and year?
0829.
08 of 29. And then the CVV code on the back?
625.
625. Okay. So I'm just updating the package. I'm going to be processing the payment, and you're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails. And we're going to go over a couple of them. One will be your application, and then the other one's going to be, like, action pictures needed, okay? And I'll go over that with you as well. So give me just a second here. I want to make sure that that application fee is only the $125. Okay, perfect. I am so excited for you. That Google Guaranteed, the Google Verified Paper Leave, you are going to love that program.
I hope so.
you'll love it. I'm going to tell you, eventually, you're going to see that where you're going to be like, okay, I don't need Andrews anymore. I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
It's a really good program. And remember, like, if you start feeling like, oh, man, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. I got these jobs I got to finish up. All you do is you call and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause my leaves, and they'll pause them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want you to ever feel like you're going to be, like, overly super overwhelmed with all of this, okay?
Okay.
Now, in a couple minutes, we're going to go over those two items so that way I can kind of explain to you with the application and so forth. I need to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. But basically in the client interview, you're going to be speaking with the technician. They're going to go over everything you and I went over, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the Facebook ads that they're going to be creating. So they go over way more in detail. I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have available? Are you pretty open?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever timeline I give you, whatever time is going to be based in your time zone, okay? So I have an appointment available at 10, so it'd be 10 to 10:30. 12 to 12:30, I also have, let me see, or I'm sorry, it'd be 10 to 11 because we block out the hour. 10 to 11, 12 to 1, I have 2 to 3, or I have a 5 to 6 for tomorrow.
10 to 11 should be fine.
10 to 11, okay. So tomorrow, let me send you this calendar invite. So tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? Make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, Julian, and you're like, I'm in the middle of something, I need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. In fact, I'm going to really make sure that I'm available for it tomorrow because I like to do the introduction. Now, if for some reason I'm not available, I'm going to tell you that the team will not wait for me. They're just going to proceed to call you without me, okay? I will also send you a reminder an hour before your interview in case you forget to let you know that it's coming up within the hour, okay? So I just sent you that. I can't believe tomorrow's already the 14th. Wow, this month is flying.
I know.
Oh, my. Okay, now, I need you
to... You send me the Google invite or the calendar invite through?
I sent it.
Text or...
That invite, it went to email as well as it should have been in your text message. So let me go back and make sure. I'm just giving it a couple of seconds. So there's a couple of them that you've received. There's going to be one, if you want to look in both text messages and emails, because we send it to both. There is one that'll say initial invoice. It'll start off with a welcome. There's a welcome email, and then there's an action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So whichever one you find right now, open it up, and then we're going to go over them.
I'm just going to go with the first ones I saw. So it says, hello, Julian. Thank you for choosing the Google Splash for invoices located below in this email.
Yes. So do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Click on that. And now what it's going to do is going to open up this page that says at the very top, local Splash terms of experience. Okay. Let me know when you're on that page. And then when you
I'm
click
on the page, hold on, there's like it says my mobile number. I agree to receive SMS messages.
Yeah.
I clarify that I am the authorized holder.
Yes.
Signer of credit card. I know. All right.
And then you click in those boxes, and at the bottom you'll type in your name as it reads. And then you click on confirm signature. When it does that, it's then going to open up a page that'll ask you to put a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. This is how you're going to track your results with us, okay? Your username is always going to be your phone number with no dashes, just your phone number, okay, all together. Now, your password, and it was in the first text I had sent you earlier, the password is all lowercase, one word, get, G-E-T, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, all lowercase, one word. Okay.
Got it.
And then you can log in just so that way you get the hang of, oh, okay, this is how I log in. Don't do anything on that yet, you know, as far as like connecting anything, because the team is going to be working on that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I would go back in there like within 5 to 7 days, but they'll also go over this with you as well. Now, there's the other one that will say, let me go here.
Wait, real quick, what was that website to get to my local splash? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, my.localsplash.com. Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to let the team know we also have a local splash app. Would you be interested in downloading the app so that way I can let them know to help you with that?
Yeah, I'm just saving this on my desktop so I can just...
Save it on your desktop, but I'm also going to tell them that to help you download the local Splash app, okay?
Okay.
Because that's a helpful thing to have your phone as well. Okay, awesome. Okay. Now, I need you to find... There's also another one. Let me go here.
Pictures needed.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this is, remember I told you earlier there might be some items that you don't have. What you're going to do is you're going to send us the ones that you do have. So send us pictures of work tools, work equipment, you know, your vehicle. Send us pictures, talking about your work vehicle, right? Sometimes we use our personal one. Send us pictures of your insurance, business registration, or license. If you have invoices. Just not with your client's information on it, like a blank invoice, business cards. So send us what you have. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. These things will not be posted anywhere online, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's also, I don't see that triggered it, but let me send it to you. I'm going to
Where do I?
Go ahead. Question?
Where do I upload these?
So those, you can either... upload them on your client dashboard, or you can also email them to photos@localsplash. The technician, what I would do is when you have your interview tomorrow, they're going to go over specifically where would be the best place to send them. Usually you can upload them on that client dashboard that you logged into a few minutes ago, or they might give you a different email to send them to, okay? Or you can even text them. There's different options. But they'll go over that with you during the client interview tomorrow, okay? Let me send you, and then also remember that your account manager will be introducing themselves to you as well within the next, I think it's like day or two.
Yeah.
So
I can definitely do like the business license, business card, registration.
Beautiful.
Invoice. The work truck, I'm in the process of getting another one, so that can
wait. Nice. Oh, okay. That's good.
So
that's a goal you have, right? Getting a new work truck?
Yeah.
Good for you. Have you always been in this industry and then just branched out on your own?
Yeah, so like, I was more like in sales consulting.
Okay.
For home remodeling. And then I just, you know, said, why can't I do this myself, so.
Yeah, good for you. Make your own hours. And I'm going to tell you something that really stood out to me that you said earlier is keeping your weekends, you know, for your family and your faith. And I'm going to share this with you. My husband, we used to have like a side business, right? This was like 10 years ago.
Oh.
we did catering. It was like a side hustle. We loved it because we love cooking and, you know, we did weddings and what have you. We were in such a beast mode that we worked weekends. We weren't going to church, you know, unless it was like a baptism or a wedding or, you know what I mean? I know that that's bad to say that, right? But it just wasn't a priority. And my husband, 5 years later, got diagnosed with kidney and colon cancer. And I made a promise. And I said, you know what? This was 4 years ago. I said, you know what? I'm gonna focus my Sundays to be family and faith, right? Yep. Because we lost so much time with family, and it was like, I can't get that time back, you know?
Right.
And I said, as long as you sustain us, our finances, you know, I'm going to believe that. And I'm going to tell you something. God has been faithful all the way.
Yeah.
And no matter what, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be family and, you know what I mean, and church.
Yes.
And we are so involved in our church. Like, we're in so many different ministries. I'm like, I told my husband, stop. No more ministries right now. Like, I feel like the plate's, like, way overflowing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to become resentful because it's like, now it's a job. I want it to be like, yeah. it's always got to come from the heart, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you an application right now. I'm going to text it to you, and I'm going to email it to you as well. When you're filling out the application, okay, make sure you're filling it out, like, with the right address showing that matches with your insurance, okay? Make sure that you upload your COI. We give you an example of the insurance document that we need. It's not all the pages. It's called the Certificate of Liability. Just to show
right.
the proof, make sure it's not the expired one, that it's the current one. It'll ask you, like, what's your minimum monthly budget. You have it in the email.
Does the COI have to have your address at the bottom of it, in the bottom corner?
Some of them, not our address, no. You're not endorsing Local Splash or Google on there. It's just, you're just showing that you have the proof of the insurance that you got that minimum $100,000. I know a lot of people carry more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mine's like
but
a million.
Just,
but why, I don't see, like, when I ask them that, they always say, hey, I can't release it unless I have an address at the bottom where it needs to go, I'm pretty sure.
So, you know, on your paperwork, right? On your if you look at your insurance documents, it's supposed to be the one that'll say it's the certificate of, they call it the accord, okay? A lot of companies, because they think that you're endorsing, you know what I mean? Like, when I did my catering, when I used to do a wedding, like, at a park, right?
Right.
The park, because it was like a state park, they wanted to be endorsed on it. Okay? That was different. I had to go through my insurance and ask them, hey, I need you to add the park. It needs to be this kind of wording. That's not what Google wants. They just want the accord certificate that shows that you have the insurance and you got the general liability. So I know some guys that I've spoken with before, they're like, I have to call my insurance person. And I'm like, okay, so they just say, like, hey, where do you need us to send it to? You would just tell them, can you just email the copy of it? Because I need to show that I have proof of insurance. So if you
right.
don't have that in your documents already, then that's when you would probably have to ask, like, your insurance person, hey, I need a copy of it just to show that I have the proof of insurance.
Okay.
Do you have that in any of your papers?
I mean, I definitely do. I need to have my registration here to the,
yeah.
the PA registration.
Like
I,
said,
I
you
don't know,
know
where the hell I put those in.
It's
I got
okay.
a phone.
Yeah. You're like, it's like me, I know where something's at, and I'm like, okay, wait, I got to think about it. So I'm sure you probably have it there. If worst case scenario, you just let your insurance agent know, like, listen, I need a copy of it because I have to show proof for Google that I have the insurance. And you just let them know. And if they're like, well, we need it, who are we emailing it to or who do we address it to? Just say, I'm not endorsing. I just need the proof. Okay? And then anything, like, when it's asking you on the application about the license is not a requirement for you from Google to have a specific licensing, okay? It's just they want to make sure you have insurance. So what you could put on the license part, just put NA, which means it's not applicable. Okay? And it's really
simple. And that's for the what again?
The application. I sent you the application.
I didn't see any of that.
And I'm sending it by email right now, too. It'll say, hi, Julian. Please fill out and submit, your Google Verified form below to begin the application process. And then
I was honestly waiting for it to come through email. Can you?
Yeah, I'm going to send it by email right now, too, while we're on the phone.
Good.
One second.
Just do it through here.
Yeah, because to me, I'm the same way. My husband, his dental stuff, I was like, why are they sending it? I was on his phone trying to fill out the questionnaire, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was, like, the biggest pain because I had to keep scrolling to the right, scroll to the left because they answer all the questions. I told him, you know what, can they just email it so I can go on there and just get it done? Let me send you this. I'm going to put your minimum monthly budget in there and your cost per lead just so that way you have it in that email part too.
So I'm going to send this to the insurance people real quick. So a copy of what? What is it?
It's called the COI, your Certificate of Liability Insurance. It's called the Accord. Let me send you the application so that way you can see what the example is. It'll probably give you a better idea. So let me do this.
And you said it's not to endorse, it's just for...
Yeah, you're not endorsing, you're just showing proof that this is my certificate of liability insurance. Give me 1 second. Let me just type that in right there so I can send it off to you. Come on, computer, what's taking so long? My goodness, it's all slower than molasses right now. There we go. I'm like, it's all thinking. I'm like, you need to think a little bit faster. Okay. I just sent it to you. Give it a second. You're going to click on the hyperlink that says Google Guaranteed Application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. That's what I figured. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's that paper. Okay. So, again, you don't need to endorse us. Or even Google does not need to be endorsed on there. You just need a copy of that. Okay. You're going to upload it. When you're looking at the application right now, real simple, business name, what's the physical address for the business, what year was it established? If you have your EIN, put the EIN number. What is the state that you incorporated the business, right? When it asks for, like, number 9, what is the business license number? If it doesn't apply to you, N-A. See how it says underneath of it? If business license is not applicable, please enter N/A for not applicable. Expiration date on the license, N-A. Okay? You skip 11 and 12 because it doesn't pertain to you. 13, optional. Number 14, optional. 15, what is the minimum monthly budget? You're going to put 611. On 16, you can list the cities or the counties that you want to target. Okay? With the Google paper lead, you can target wherever your insurance covers you. The whole state if you want it, okay? But I don't recommend it and put you out too far. Total number of business owners, 1. Total number of field workers, 0. And then you put your business owner's information, which is your info, okay? When it comes to 22 through 25, N, A, because that does not apply, because it has to do with the employee.
The Social Security number, though, I need to put that, 20.
Yes, because that's how they run the background check. They're not going to check what your credit is or anything like that. They're basically just making sure you don't have felonies in the last 7 years. Okay.
I did 21, 22, list the names of all field workers, 23.
Yes, that's going to be NA, yeah, because that's all pertaining to the field workers. So those questions, when they don't apply to you, NA, okay? And then when you submit it, then the team will receive it. So that way, during your client interview, like if you do it tonight, great. But if you don't get it to us by tonight, at least make sure you get it to us within the first 7 days, okay? Because the sooner we receive it, we can push it through to get it approved. And then the team will reach out to you once we know who's running the background check, because it's in real time. So you got like 24 hours to respond to the background check. If you don't respond to it within the 24 hours, then we have to have them re-trigger it to send it out again, okay? The other thing that I want to mention to you, too, is let's say once you get approved, right, Google will also notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? And that's upon approval by Google. Max bidding would mean that you could choose, hello, are you there?